This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And yes, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Fresh off of the road trip from Camden, Tennessee, to Tactical Response for Fighting Pistol. And joining me now, which he would normally be joining me anyway, but this time around he was my classmate in Camden, Tennessee. So the podcaster, writer, and classmate, and now Tactical Response alumnus, Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
It's been, let's see, hours since we've been together.
Hours. It's been hours.
Simply hours. You know what? You know what I noticed? Because my wife commented on it when I came home. She goes, "You didn't come home with any gun bites." You know, normally my hands are all taped up because I've blistered and cut, and not this time.
You know, I was looking for the Glock knuckle, and I didn't have that either.
No.
So, I don't know, because we shot a lot.
Yeah,
how many rounds did you run?
I didn't count. It came in a, you know, big bag. It felt like about 450 to 500.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Most of them being on day one.
Well, yeah, the half-day training class on day two, you know, kind of puts a bite into your range time.
Right.
So no cuts and bandages, but I did notice where they had us hit the dirt. I woke up this morning and went, "Oh, man, I got some bruises where I took it seriously." You dive for the dirt and roll around in the rocks and gravel, and you go, "Ow, that's not paved over. That hurts."
Yeah.
But that's all. That was the biggest. If those are the biggest complaints, it was an awesome weekend.
So Rob and I went to Camden, Tennessee to take the entry. I mean, you have to take Fighting Pistol with Tactical Response to do any of the classes at Tactical Response. And Fighting Pistol is one that a lot of people take over and over again because it is fundamentals of gun handling and such. And, there's classroom time and there's range time. And your overall thoughts on that, coming away from that, if this was a class that you would you take this class again?
Oh, as opposed to, you mean not would I recommend it for somebody else? Would I take it again rather than go on? I think I'd go on. Now, it can't be that you master it all.
Right.
Because, and at some point we'll talk about that in greater detail. This is, you know, this is the super gulp, size training course. It's drinking from a fire hose.
Right.
Even now you've got what? 20,000 rounds under your belt. I might have 10 or 15.
Yeah.
And for a new student to walk in there and say, "Yeah, I've got it," can't happen. I don't think they can put more in the course and expect students to come away with more. There's just not enough mass for them to digest, you know.
Right.
Literally, you could have taken the first day's course and just reviewed it the second day, but then there's so much stuff we'd have had to have left out.
Right.
So other than spreading it out, hi, here it is, you know, in 45-minute bites once a week, like your daughter learns to dance or your kids learn piano.
Right.
I don't see a way to improve that course at all. You know, I've got the syllabus. I've got my notes. Now I have to go make it mine.
The thing about the class is that, like, on day one on the range, we're running in shifts. We're running. There was nearly 60 people in our class.
Right.
So we were running in shifts of 20, and we would line up on 20 targets on day one. We would all shoot in our shift at the same time. And we would be addressing the target all at the same time. And they took us in graduated steps, which I thought for the new people was excellent. They started with the draw stroke, They started with what I would call the chambering of the gun up, you know, up and out before you have it punched it out there and gotten it ready to go.
Yes.
And the cadre, what do you think of the training staff?
They're good. I think they're used to training law enforcement. They have the law enforcement gruff, tough growls,
right.
Sometimes swear. That was on the, if you were a brand new young shooter, that could be on the edge of irritating, but not a particular problem.
See, for me, I mean, it reminded me of being back in the military. It reminded me of being back in training in the military because that kind of language is
standard procedure. That was standard, mild for you.
Standard procedure, yeah. So I didn't take offense at anything we said. As a matter of fact, some of the stuff I thought was sort of funny.
Well, you know, I was trying to think of the big takeaways.
Yeah.
And one was fill the holes in your training.
Yeah.
For some people, that might be simple gun handling when they start. How about medical? How about hand-to-hand? Whatever you're weakest at. Oh, now what? Now here's a thought I wondered, Bill, because you've done more of this than I have.
Right.
If we move, they had a shoot on the move, and we'll talk about it more, I'm sure. If I have to move slow enough to be accurate, doesn't that make me a target? I mean, I'm sort of wondering if I wouldn't run fast and then slow down to shoot and then run fast again.
I think the way they're trying to teach it, for somebody like you, yes, that's probably true. You should probably think about faster, you know, I think about faster lateral movement. But then again, I think about a faster trigger, too. And for me, I'm going to work a little more on trigger control and slowing it down a little bit. But I think for the beginners that may have been out there, what they were teaching them was that you don't stand still and engage in a gunfight.
Yes. Now, that was excellent. And really only one other place has touched on that. I think that's actually John Farnham
yep.
specialty. The first thing in when facing a problem, I don't care what it is, you need to reload, you need to bring your gun up, you need to present. The first item on the list is move.
Well, they use the acronym FAST, fight, assess, scan, top off. And that is a, no matter what you do, no matter what your drill is, if you bring your weapon out and you engage a target, you had better be going fight, assess, scan, top off. And
Farnham would say, in that fight,
yeah,
quit being a stationary target because right. you're probably behind right now. Let's now, and they had us do that. As we would present, we would take a step to the side.
Yeah.
If we had four people on that range rather than 20, we'd have taken three steps to the side, right? You know, because they would have room to manage that.
That puts me in mind of a lot of, do you remember Jim Cirillo of the New York Stakeout Squad?
Yes. Well, I'd never trained with him, but I've heard of him quite a bit.
Right. Well, his thing was if he got into a gunfight, and that was back when they were using revolvers, he would go left or right and into a crouch and engage. So looking at that, I was just thinking, okay, this guy, in his time at the NYPD, he was in 19 gunfights, and he won them all.
Now, is that the so-called FBI crouch? Or would he actually...
It was just
knee, I wonder.
He never put his knee on the ground. He was always on the soles of his feet.
Okay. Okay.
One leg would be bent. One leg, the other leg would be up. So you know, sort of straightened out.
Sure.
Sort of almost in a stretching pose. But that way, he was a little more explosive in you know, coming out and moving back and forth. Which was another thing they taught us. Which Rob and I are going to try to cover everything we went through over 16 hours and try to do it in. The remaining 32 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Wish us luck, friends.
Yep. Rob Morse, you can find him. He is a featured writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, his blog. You can find him as a featured writer at ammoland.com and at clashdaily.com, in addition to being reprinted all over the place and everything else. And he is a podcaster. He has his own podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories, which this should color things now because I think you'll be critiquing some of the things you hear. You should if you aren't.
Yes.
And also, he's a member of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse. We are fresh. I mean, have you had a chance to wash your car yet?
Oh, I went through a couple rainstorms on the way home.
Yeah, that got rid of some of my range dust.
Yeah, so at least it's clean on the front, right?
Yeah. Still got dust from the tactical response range on the car, but back from that class. Now, let's try to break day one down. Day one down is just sort of a, you know, it's an entry level to it, and then they take us to the range, and they start on the very basics and everything else, and then we get into some drills and everything, but that's a lot of shooting in one day.
It is. It's very concentrated, and it's going to prove really quickly whether you've got moderate trigger control and good attention to the sights. It's the dot torture test. What, three-inch circle, several three-inch circles at about 7 yards?
Right.
Yeah. A classic. If you're a new shooter or an old one, you want to add that to your repertoire. Right.
Yep. Were you surprised by the variety of guns that were there?
No. It was, one guy had a STI, and I thought, that's really cool. Are you going to carry that? I mean, you know, bringing a competition gun to that event, I can understand why you do it. Fine. If you're that level of competitor, so for folks that don't know, that's a double stack 45.
Yes, it's a very nice gun. You know, it's typically a competition gun, but they do have some configured as quote unquote carry guns. But
yeah, I think this one had a flared magwell, so you've got to be Conan the Barbarian to have a place to hide it. And fine, he came away with a different set of skills after taking the class. That's good. You and I did it with our carry guns.
Right.
Which is what I would recommend for anybody. It's not an academic course. This is applied. How do you put it to use? And including the scan. You know, every time you'd shoot, okay, shoot three holes. Okay, three shots on this target, couple over here, fine. Now reload your gun. Now look around. And what, to their good credit, they had you turn 360 degrees, which I have had, most ranges would have you pitched out of the range if you did that. They teach you where to point the gun, how to behave, how to have your finger off the trigger. That, I think, will save lives. I like that feature a lot.
Well, the scan, too, they wanted you to scan, like, you know, they didn't want you just to spin around.
Right, it wasn't a dance move.
You were looking, you were taking some time behind you and everything else. This is part of, I guess, the alertness part that Cooper talks about, getting the eyes in the back of your head, the OODA loop thing. And
right.
And they would correct you on that. The cadre, what impressed me about the cadre, the instructors, was they all moved the same. They had the same draw stroke, the same reholster. And we were using the John Farnham principle of reluctantly reholstering our weapon.
Well, and they wanted you to do it as you can take all the time you want. They don't want you to look down.
Right. They want your head up. They want your head up constantly. They want your head up when you draw. They want your head up when you are putting your weapon back in and, replacing your weapon in the holster. And this is not target shooting, is it? This is gunfighting.
No. This is it, right, fighting pistol, and they tell you very clearly the key word there is fighting.
Yep.
If they put on a course, and I don't know that they do, fighting knife, a lot of it would feel the same. Hi, this is the part about fighting. Keep your head up. Keep your eyes open. Look around. Don't get stuck with your they did make painful jokes about snowflakes who walk around with their head in their cell phones.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't be that guy.
Yep. Yep. Now there was an interesting number of people that were carrying secondary guns because
that's right.
Yep. Which the secondary gun would be referred to as the New York reload. So you don't have to reload your pistol, but I may start carrying a secondary gun, but I mean, you know, the magazine reload is just about as fast.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Pretty quick. Another thing they did that I liked, I took the entire course wearing a polo shirt.
Right.
It wasn't an IDPA vest that you threw off to the side because it had a weighted pocket.
Right.
It was what you'd wear. So you got used to grabbing the hair, grabbing the hem of the shirt, lifting it up, getting a good grip. Your support hand is at the center of your chest. You did the same. Almost everybody there did it that way.
Right.
I could understand if you were a rank beginner and this was your first time there, I could imagine you saying, this, particularly for the reholster, that might have come a little fast. And I saw some people being very hesitant in their motions. Yeah. If you were starting out, take the time you need. Nobody there ever said you're going to, I didn't hear anybody say you're going too slow. Did you hear that?
Yeah, the only time I ever heard anybody address speed was when they were telling everybody, we don't have to go this fast. This is not a race. So their whole thing was you learning the technique properly.
Right.
And, you know, even on the last day, I noticed that some people were still just so sort of rattled by what was going on. It wasn't exactly what they had tried to teach them. But I still think everybody that walked out of there, if they're concealed carriers, wherever they are, I think they were better equipped now to be a concealed carrier.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. Although I'm still imagining a guy who walked in there and didn't know how to carry, didn't know how to shoot.
Right.
Yeah, he needs to take the class again. I can't imagine they were able to take enough notes to get it all on board. Even with all that review. Now, that you know what, the cadre probably schooled them. You and I received comments throughout, but what they asked us to focus on was probably different than what a brand new student would be asked to focus on. But it would take that sort of reminder and review to get a lot of the basic material on board, because we covered a lot.
Yeah, we did. We did. But when we get back on break, I want to talk about where I thought the actual smarts of the program was and get your opinion on that. And Tactical Response, the class schedule is at tacticalresponse.com. They have classes 365 days a year, 7 days a week, every weekend, you know. So if you want a class, there's a class available. Rob Morse and I are now part of the alumni. It was explained to me that we refer to ourselves as alumnus. And if we're plural, we're alumni. That was explained to me. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge approved the $85 billion merger between AT&T and Time Warner today. What does this merger mean for you? Monica Mejeda is with Seventh Capital. She explains what we could see moving forward.
What you really have to note is now you have a large distribution player, which is AT&T. That's how you get your content, right? Wireless phones, maybe how you get your internet at home. Now they're going to have the opportunity to control content. And as technology changes, one of the biggest things that's on the cusp for wireless is 5G. So this ability to make your phone and the internet on your phone go as fast as the internet that you get at home. As soon as that happens, it changes everything.
President Trump is currently en route to Hawaii after leaving Singapore this morning. President is set to arrive around 9:50 Eastern Time tonight and then arrive back at the White House tomorrow morning at 8:25 Eastern Standard Time. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Fresh off of getting off the road out of Camden, Tennessee. Coming off of Fighting Pistol with Tactical Response, talking to Rob Morse, who was my classmate there. Who, you know, I used, you used a Glock 19?
I did.
Yeah, and I used a, well, I used the, Ace Firearms CP9 and the KP or the FP9, which are the Glock clones, if you will. Which I had
the Glock 19 plus.
Yes, I had never. Now, you know, I didn't tell anybody this, but I never had fired those before the class.
Yeah, I thought that was actually kind of brave.
I knew they had been safety tested, and I knew they were not going to explode or anything.
Right.
But I just didn't know the characteristics of, you know, the way the gun was going to act or anything. So I was quite pleased with the way those guns ran. Not a single issue except when we were doing the self-induced, you know, let's make a malfunction drill.
Right. And for people that don't know, modern firearms are very reliable. But if you're going to have a mistake, why don't you practice fixing it? So we'll deliberately put essentially an extra cartridge at the ejection port so it jams, or a double feed, which is when you didn't bother to clean your gun and it failed to extract, and now you're trying to put two casings in the same chamber. How do you fix that?
Right.
If you ever need to fix it, you want to know how, because that's the wrong problem. I'll guarantee, if you ever need to fix that, it's probably the worst time in your life to have to learn.
Now, what they did, though, was because of the way they train you, when your gun is running fine versus when your gun is malfunctioning, they're using just about the same motions and the same technique to clear that stoppage.
Right.
Which And it does away with all this worry about fine motor function versus gross motor function, which is it's a good thing.
Did you want to talk about day two yet?
We're going to, I'm sure. Day two. Now, day two was different because this time where we had been shooting and moving maybe three or four steps, well, there was a little more involved. Tell it. Why don't you, Rob?
Well, one of the things that I liked, even before we got to shooting on the move, strong and weak hand only drills.
Yep.
Including picking up a gun from the ground. I like that.
They made us drop them to get them on the ground.
Right. In, guys, you've done really well neutral, you know, stopping the target from killing you, and now you hear those famous words, hands up, don't move, drop it. What do? Open your hands, let it hit the dirt.
Yep.
And don't bend over, just drop it. Also that I really liked, we would, let's say the entire group faces to the left. Okay, turn your head, move your body, draw your gun, shoot the, you know, oh, so you can learn to move to the right and shoot. Okay, now do it the other way. Now do it facing away from the target.
Right.
Turn your head, turn your body, present your firearm, shoot. Great idea. And done safely. I like that a lot. A lot of ranges would have conniptions if you started your presentation facing downrange. In IDPA, it's run of the mill. You do it all the time.
Right. But that is a good point. All guns, whether we were in the classroom, on the way to the classroom, or on the range,
after a
certain point, they were expected to be loaded. With a round in the chamber, and you're supposed to, they really reinforce the whole, the four rules. First one being that you treat every gun as if it's loaded. In every drill they did.
Right.
But every gun was supposed to be dangerous, and that was really the only time that you got in trouble if you came to, the line not loaded.
There was one young guy who said, I mismanaged my ammunition and the back of the gun has this hole in it. And the guy goes, one of the cadre goes, what's the matter with you? He goes, I'm just, loading mags. He goes, you got a loaded one? Yeah. He goes, get it in there. Just come on, get with the program. I like that. And again, preparing you for the real world. They did talk about Israeli carry. And
yeah.
I think it's a historical artifact. I don't even think Israel does it this way anymore, where you would carry with an empty chamber. And they said, no. Learn to respect your firearm and treat it correctly. If your gun is that dangerous that you're afraid it's going to go off, go get a modern firearm so you're sure it will behave, and then carry it ready to fire.
Which I thought that was fair enough. I thought that was a fair enough statement to make.
Yeah.
None of them that were dropped did I hear go off accidentally when they hit the deck.
Right.
And the deck where we were shooting was pretty hard, so when they hit...
Crunch.
Hit pretty hard, yep.
Now, did you see any interesting weapons there that caught your eye?
I saw a lot of people using VP9s, which I did not expect. I saw an SR9 here and there. I actually saw some CZ steel guns, which, those are
double-action,
single-action. And the cadre at Tactical Response is not... They're not big 1911 fans.
No.
They like a gun to have no safeties, and they like for you to train your finger to be the safety by not having your finger on the trigger until you're ready to shoot something.
Right.
So your finger's constantly coming out of the trigger guard. If you're not shooting, your finger's not on the trigger guard.
Up on the frame.
Right. It's up on the frame. It's not in the trigger guard. Excuse me. So.
Right.
Overall, I thought the genius of what they were doing was that it's the reload, the clearing of the stoppages, all the ways you function with the reloads and everything else, that all plays into each other. And that fixes it where somebody that's having that motor skill breakdown in that tunnel vision moment
should still do pretty well.
They should still do pretty well, especially if they, The biggest thing they teach you, though, is to move. Because if you somebody's got a gun on you, and you're also on the draw, you're yelling stop. at the opponent. Right. And when your gun is out and you've said stop, if they haven't stopped, I think it's time to go get loud.
To the credit, and I wouldn't have assumed this, were there probably about a dozen law enforcement officers there?
Yeah, there was one whole sheriff's department for the most part from Arkansas.
And very competent young men.
Yep.
It was great to train with them.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, this must be easy for them. No, it's not. I was talking to a law enforcement officer from Louisiana, my current state of residence, and his comment was, Rob, the LEO training is basically a joke. This exceeds what he learned in training.
Yep.
Wow. Glad he went.
Yeah.
Thank God.
This is Cadre and Jaeger, both all of them have law enforcement experience and or military experience or both.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And Jaeger, that's his background is law enforcement. So he knows a lot of things. When we get back, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about what you get out of being an alumnus. Of tactical response. And that's the part that surprises me the most.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know all of that stuff they were going to lay on us when we got done. But Rob Morse, he'll probably write something about this at Slow Facts WordPress blog, which probably will get reprinted at Ammoland and maybe even get featured at ClashDaily.com. And he may even discuss it when he's on his Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm pretty sure everybody... you'll probably be the envy of everybody at the Polite Society podcast when you bring this up. So that's where you find him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies.
Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, fresh out of Camden. Sounds like a rap song. Fresh out of Camden, Tennessee. We just got back from a tactical response. And once you complete your training at tactical response, one thing you get out of it is, well, as you're going along the way, they warn you about writing certain things and everything because it would be admissible in court if you actually was involved in a shooting. They're going to dig into your background and everything. In the beginning, I kind of thought that was a little overblown, Rob. But, I mean, as time wore on, and then especially after we watched the three-hour lecture, it all sort of gelled for me.
Right. Yeah. The point being, if you were ever in a lethal force encounter and your lawyer says you behave this way because that's how you were trained, well, why did you think your attacker was a threat? Because it had been explained to me this way. This is what I knew at the time. All that training, the entire video sequence, the book that you took home, all that would be submitted as evidence to show what you knew and your state of mind at the time of the event.
Right.
You knew that a screwdriver was a lethal weapon, for example.
Right.
Because we talked about it in class.
Yep. Yep. They tried as much as they could to make sure they covered everything so that you had a firm understanding of there was a moment where, and I mean, James Yeager stated publicly, I don't care if I get robbed or mugged. I'll let them have whatever they want because I don't want to shoot anybody.
Right.
Which, a gunfighting trainer, normally you would expect that whole bravado part. But that was a moment of candor where he was out there. And that's the thing. One of the things they teach you is that none of us should want to shoot anybody, which that's already the case. But they also teach you how to avoid a fight, which is very important.
If you can, you're right. James is sort of the public face of James. His sort of advertising image is sometimes bravado. And right. This was very down to earth, infinitely straightforward. You know, if you get in a gunfight, you're probably out $50,000.
Right.
If you could give your attacker your wallet and keep your 50K, you're way ahead. So if you can get away with your life, take that side of the deal. And if you can't, then fight like a madman because your life is precious. Knowing how to judge those two sides of the equation is what the class is about.
Right.
Yeah.
That the other part of it was that once you have made that decision to fight, well, then you fight like a mad dog. You avoid the fight till the very last minute, and then when you have done everything to avoid the fight and it hasn't worked and you have no other choice, then you got to go.
You do.
And
speaking of which,
the last thing they try to do to avoid the firing, though, is the drawing the weapon and shouting, "Stop!
Stop!"
Yeah.
And you move as you do it.
Right.
Did you like the shooting on the move?
I love the shooting on the move. That's one reason why I prefer to shoot outdoors than indoors. Outdoors, you can do so many more things that you would probably do versus in a range bay where there's some people don't want you to even shoot from the draw.
What? Oh, right. But I'm thinking of a lot of most of your videos show you on the move.
Yeah,
when I think about it, I don't see you standing still very often.
I love it. Because it's like they said, movement is life. And for most people, they have to knock them out of it. Day two was nothing but movement. And I mean, we did some stuff on day one on our backs.
Right.
Supine, as they would say, which, for me, every time I got on my back, I was inhaling dust, and that prompted the asthma attack.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
But, you know, I might have an asthma attack if I'm in a gunfight, too. So the second time that happened, I just went through the drill and just panted like a basset hound.
And then grabbed your inhaler. To tactical response's credit, I think that's the first time I've shot from my back. I've shot, you know, done the shoot from knees, one knee, crouch, standing, various stances, and back down, shoot up, shoot down. But I don't think I've shot from my back before, and I appreciated that.
Have you ever shot laying on the target before?
Oh, yeah, with your head against the target?
Yeah.
Yes. The other way I did it, rather than having my hand around my neck to keep from getting hit from behind, was the hand over your head. As if that, you know, it's the guy in front of you that's trying to pummel you.
Yeah, right.
That felt familiar and good practice, because there are not many ranges that will let you do that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that was probably the most realistic setup, because in most cases, we're not going to see them coming. We might see a gang of Utes coming at us or something, where we could cross the street or something and see if they cross the street with us. But most of the time, somebody's going to be trying to get a hold of us.
Right.
And I think that was probably the most realistic starting position to be at, which was literally laying on the target.
Standing, the target. But leaning against it, right.
And feeling the gas coming off the end of the weapon as it blows up in your face, because your pistol's about 3 inches from the target.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're aiming down at the pelvic girdle where they can bleed out just... They call those junk shots, but a lot of people die from being shot in the pelvis. And we were firing 3 times and then backing up and shooting 10 times into the heart. So, and that too, that's the other thing. Tactical response does not think of handguns as the best guns. They think of handguns as what you use to get to the real guns, which are the rifles and the shotguns.
We use it because we can carry it.
Right.
Bill, I'm glad you mentioned that, because they did talk about the real world. You're on the street. You see 5 guys that don't look very good headed your way. What do you do? Head the other way.
Yep.
Avoid the fight.
Yep.
And I appreciated, they brought that up several times. I really appreciated that, because you'd hate to think, oh, I know how to defend myself. Good. Practice so you never take your head out of your cell phone, look around so you never need to use it. That think of it. That training could save you $50,000 to $60,000.
Not to mention everything. I mean, when you shoot somebody, you go through a lot of
a bunch
of physiological stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're going through a whole lot of physiological stuff. You're going to go into shock. You're probably going to vomit. You're going to be cold. You're going to be shivering. You're not going to be able to talk. When somebody asks you a question, and having gone through the class, that's helpful, because you need to shut up. When they tell you have the right to remain silent, you need to remain silent.
Take the hint.
Yeah. But then after that, then you get to relive it over and over again.
Yeah.
And they touched on that, too. They touch on every facet of what's going to happen, training to shoot, what's going to happen if you shoot, what's going to happen after you shoot, and how to try to get past that part of it. And the biggest part of it is, if you go to one of those classes – and you graduate and you get involved in that, James Yeager expects you to call him.
Yes. Yep. Expert witness.
Yep. They expect you to call him. He wants to talk to you about it. He's seen, I think altogether, he's had 53 students that have been in gunfights.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
But he's trained 55,000.
Yes.
Rob and I yep. joined a very small exclusive group this past weekend. It's 55,000 of the alumni. Well, I mean, out of 320 million, I mean, 55,000.
Yes, that is. You're right. You win there.
Yep. So, you know, it's not small, but it is not ubiquitous.
If you take this class, and I assume it's true for the fighting rifle as well, fighting yep. shotgun, all carbine, you can retake it at half price.
Right.
Do you think you would retake this course?
Possibly, simply because I think the fundamental classes are better for you than getting into the way of the gun, which is the advanced fighting pistol and everything else.
Sure.
I don't know how far along I am, but I need to, you know, fundamentals is what, I mean, the way they train the military is nothing but fundamentals, nothing fancy.
Right.
Because the fundamentals will get you through. And, yep. In any event, we're about to run out of time, so you going to write something on this?
I think I will.
Yeah.
And I think you, Bill, you'd be, you think I give you articles, actually you give me ideas, so it's okay. Absolutely, thank you for letting me on the show again.
We're swapping. Good deal. Rob Morris, you can catch him online at ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, his blog, Slow Facts WordPress blog, on iTunes and all the audio places with Self-Defense Gun Stories, which now he can be the critique guy if he wants. And also at the Polite Society Podcast. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you next week.
Hour 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.